You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
All right, welcome into a Victory Monday. You never get tired of saying that. Victory Monday.
We're the only ones that can continue to say it now in the NFL, too. Nobody else is undefeated.
No one's been able to say Victory Monday for 6 consecutive weeks.
That's right.
We haven't even done that because there was a bye week. Fact check.
Six of the 7 weeks of NFL season, we're undefeated and we're ready to go. And
they even won on their bye week. Impressive.
My goodness.
Dallas lost on theirs.
Yep,
somebody did something wrong in Dallas.
The Jets lost twice on their bye week.
That man got his ass kicked.
I tell you what, Devontae Adams made that thing better just like we said it would, right?
Go out
and get that star wide receiver, 2-5. Jets got to get to week 10 just to get back to 500 now.
Aaron Rodgers is feeling that one today.
I mean, who's the worst quarterback in New York right now, Daniel Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, come on.
I mean, it is. It's Aaron Rodgers. Everybody knows it.
One guy got benched. The other guy didn't.
Wow. The other guy probably getting close to getting benched or maybe benching himself and realizing that Father Time is probably done caught up with Aaron Rodgers.
I would bet you $100,000 that I don't have. Aaron Rodgers never gets benched this season.
No, probably not. No. Aaron Rodgers is too narcissistic to realize that it's time to maybe move on. And the NFL is maybe passed that guy by. He has not looked good at all this season.
Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you on Fesco and Dusty on a Monday. Again, Victory Monday. Chiefs beat the 49ers 28-18.
Big win yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Season high in points. Yeah, right. A great day for Hy-Vee. Go spend $28, get 28 cents on your fuel savers
and
today.
No Harrison Butker.
No.
Wasn't that interesting?
Butker. Yeah.
I want to bring that up real quick because that's the first thing I noticed yesterday. I looked at, I'll go down, look at the stat sheets, and I was like, oh. Butker had 2 extra points, and that's it.
That's it yesterday.
And a lot of people are like, this could be a Butker game. This could be one of those games where, you know, whatever. We always try to do it. Later on, we'll do our script. But I thought that was interesting that this was one of those games where it's like you didn't need your special weapon, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that. I don't need to see the kicker out there trying to win any games,
fine.
Right?
Yeah.
Score touchdowns. And they did. They scored 4 of them yesterday, right?
Right. But what I think yesterday said to us, I'm sorry, I don't speak for you two. What yesterday said to me was the definition of impressive. Like yesterday was a very impressive win, and this team continues to be impressive. And I know that a lot of you are in your car maybe thinking to yourself, like, what did you see that was impressive? Every player knows their role. Like whether it's Noah Gray, which for the love of God, Did the Chiefs just draft like exceptionally good looking tight ends?
We go from
Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and now Noah Gray.
Don't
with
forget
piercing
about
blue
Tony,
eyes.
Tony Moiaki. Yeah,
straight tens, baby. You know what I mean? How you doing?
Yeah.
Anyways, but no, I every player seems to know their role. I thought Mecole Hardman for what he had to do yesterday was fantastic.
He was great yesterday.
The punt return. Yeah. God, it's nice to see somebody able, like, I don't sweat him catching the ball on punts. Remember how we did the Sky Moore thing?
Yeah, right.
Jeez, we did it again with Sky
Moore.
We tried.
I was talking to somebody.
Wasn't the greatest throw, but for the love of God, man.
I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and they're like, at one time in practice this week, you had, like, Sky Moore and Justin Watson as your number one wide receivers in the ball game, right? In practice.
They had Kareem in the slot.
You had Watson and Sky Moore as your number one and number two wide receivers this week at some point.
Yeah.
And they still figured out a way to cobble it together. I mean, I think that's why it's impressive,
and that's
right?
impressive. You look at, and then, you know, the Chiefs are just smarter than you. And I think that to me is where like the impressive trigger happens because, you know, in one game early, they lose Rashee Rice,
right.
Which we're not, you know, strangers to the game. That takes Andy Reid's entire script and he has to throw it away and has to like improvise, which is tough for any coach. They still win.
They probably have a sheet that has every player and what you're going to do if he's injured and taken out of the game. Like that's how prepared I envision this organization being. Not to take anything away from that because that's again a reason why they beat everybody's ass, right? They're more prepared in everything than anybody could ever be.
No doubt.
Rashee Rice goes in. All right, where's that play that says the Rashee Rice goes out plays that we can run and who we can do, and we just kind of insert that in, and we're ready right. to go, you know?
And I think when you look at how much smarter they are, they every point of the game, it seems, and that wasn't a fun game to watch
No, I got a lot of texts from friends right? going, this is boring, this is sad, I'm tired of watching this.
Bad football.
This is not good. 6-0, baby.
Right. And you continue with the impressiveness of this team, and Mahomes throws two picks. We'll talk about it later. In my opinion, not totally his fault. There's a tip pass by a lineman who picks off his own tipped pass.
That was a crazy
How many times do you see that? Yeah. And people are like, oh, you see it more often than you think. No, you see the highlight of it, but that to me has a 30% success rate, and maybe that's way too high.
Oh, I think that's way too for a guy to tip his own pass and catch it.
No, it's in the trenches. Maybe less than that.
Oh, God, yes. Single digits, I would imagine.
I said to myself 3 out of 10 times a guy catches that, so that's 30%. Maybe it's twice.
I think that's a hell of a play by that lineman, man.
And then did he throw it low? Was he maybe telegraphic with his eyes? Possibly. And then Worthy fell down.
Right.
Like, that's the other one.
Right.
Yet they still win.
They still find ways to win, yeah.
They turn Brock Purdy into what everybody wants or believes Brock Purdy truly is. He threw three picks.
Mm-hmm.
He had, negative one fantasy point all the way into the third quarter for us nerds. And they win. And where I want to give Jay Binkley credit is he says this line a lot. The Chiefs are playing chess, and everybody else is playing checkers.
It's true. Yeah.
And what I mean by that is you think about the game of chess, and you think about when you watch the Chiefs. Have the Chiefs lost a few pawns and some pieces that can only do certain things, that go only certain ways because of who they are? Absolutely. But what's the most important part about chess? The two pieces that matter the most, the king and the queen,
mm-hmm.
right? What are the two most important parts about the Kansas City Chiefs? The head
Mahomes
coach
and Reed.
And the quarterback.
Yep.
They might have lost their rooker. They might have lost a couple of pawns. They might have lost a horseman. But they still have their king, and they still have their whatever. I know it's not a king, queen, but they still have their two most important pieces. And those guys just win. So, you might knock a bunch of pieces off the board for the Chiefs in the game of chess, but there's so many steps ahead of you, and they know where they need to be during the game and a very important part of the game. And at the end of the day, we will look at the whiteboard, and it's win, 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 win. That's six.
Yeah.
And then we don't even have the conversation yet about the defense.
Well, and they do it in different ways every single time. You had seven different people carrying the football yesterday for you, and you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different individuals with a target yesterday and seven individuals making a catch yesterday for the Chiefs. So they're involving everybody right now in the offense. And when you have Patrick Mahomes at the top of your lineage, if you will, it makes everything else that much easier. Like look at the Chicago Bears back in the day. They had some pretty good wide receivers, but they had Mitchell Trubisky as their quarterback, right? Would you rather go into a game with really good wide receivers and Mitchell Trubisky as your quarterback, or would you rather go into a game with Patrick Mahomes and then maybe, Sky Moore and Noah Gray and Worthy and guys like that as your wide receivers? And the answer is clear. It's Patrick Mahomes. And, we continue to go back to he's the cheat code and all of this, but I really think yesterday, and we'll get into this more as the morning rolls along, I really think yesterday, to me, the biggest difference was it was a masterclass by Andy Reid yet again at coaching this football team. And I am going to make it a mission of mine for the rest of the year to get Andy Reid this Coach of the Year honor that he so rightfully deserves, because while other teams are losing players and losing games, Andy Reid is losing players and winning games and finding ways to overcome some of the most, catastrophic injuries that you could face on your football team, mm-hmm. losing your top two wide receivers, your number one running back, and now your second best cornerback on the team, right? So you've had all of these injuries crop up this year, and you're the only unbeaten team in the NFL. That's a masterclass on what Andy Reid truly is as a head coach in this league. And I'm going to go down with the ship, I think, this year, singing the praises of Andy Reid. Not just how great he is this year, and he should be Coach of the Year this year, but historically, he's the greatest coach the NFL has ever seen. Nobody has done more with different organizations, different quarterbacks, different pieces of the puzzle than what Andy Reid is doing. You continue to take things away from Andy Reid, and Andy Reid continues to find a way to win football games and to put his team in position to win these games. And they did it again yesterday. You know, you didn't know what to expect yesterday. Patrick Mahomes wasn't all that good, so you laid on Kareem Hunt a little bit and let him run the football and run the football and run the football. Noah Gray got involved, your backup tight end yesterday, right? Like, you had guys stepping up. I don't know, it was 2018 all over again. Mecole Hardman playing big yesterday. Andy Reid is just putting on a masterclass this season at coaching football. It's been remarkable. Like, the most exciting and impressive thing this year for me hasn't been anything that players have done. It's this masterclass that Andy Reid is putting on as the head coach of the Chiefs. Hats off to this guy, man. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, we'll get into his discussion for Coach of the Year and why it matters more than ever to have that argument today. Text line chimes in, 620, calm down a little. A win is a win, but the Niners were missing half their starters, including their three best on offense.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The Chiefs were missing the three best on their offense, too.
The Chiefs were without Rashee Rice, Kareem Hunt.
Hollywood Brown.
Jalen Watson got hurt.
Yeah.
He's down.
Done for the year.
Yes!
It's hard to win a game in the NFL. There's no reason to, quote-unquote, calm down when we're talking about a win like we saw yesterday.
And it was on the road.
On the road.
To an NFC favorite.
Yeah, to a team that everybody thought was probably going to rematch you for the Super Bowl, and you went out there and you legitimately motorboated them yesterday. Yeah, they've had injuries, but so did we. And I think you saw yesterday the importance of paying the right guy at your quarterback position in Patrick Mahomes. And I think yesterday was a good experience for San Francisco to realize, don't pay Brock Purdy. He's good because he has Ayuk, because he has Deebo Samuel, because he has Christian McCaffrey. Yesterday, you took all those pieces away, and Brock Purdy is exactly what he is, Mr. Irrelevant. You take all these pieces away from Patrick Mahomes, and what is Patrick Mahomes? 6-0.
Somebody also chimes in, says Patrick Mahomes, where we go here, says Patrick Mahomes has 8 picks through 6 games.
Okay, they have 6 wins through 6 games.
And yesterday had a 44.4 passer rating.
Stats are for losers.
They won, and that's all that matters. But stop making excuses that it's not his fault.
Nobody said anything about excuse. They won the football game.
And I think the excuse I had was that the 2 picks yesterday were not technically 100% his fault.
Well, one was tipped at the line, and the other one was a hell of a play where the wide receiver falls down.
He fell down.
Yeah.
But has he been great?
No.
But what were the 2 biggest plays yesterday?
Patrick Mahomes runs.
Thank you.
Destroying. What was the guy's name in the end zone? I'm going to say it wrong. Mustafa.
Yeah, Mustafa. Right?
Mustafa destroying his ass in the end zone, and that 33-yard career long, which was an unbelievable run. You find me a better quarterback run. I've said for years, Patrick Mahomes is the best running quarterback in the NFL. We saw it again yesterday. He may not be the flashiest or the fastest. Nobody runs better than Patrick Mahomes in the NFL.
The 2 biggest plays yesterday were the 2 Mahomes runs. I don't know if that's, I mean, I know there were interceptions, but I'm saying on the offensive side of the football, the 2 biggest plays were the Patrick Mahomes runs.
No
the
doubt.
Ones that he took for the longest run in his career, and then when he absolutely truck sticked that Mustafa guy.
Right, yeah. He needed to make plays, and Patrick Mahomes made plays. That's why Patrick Mahomes is an MVP, and Brock Purdy, again, is Mr. Irrelevant. I guess I don't understand the text line coming to bat today with a 6-0 team complaining about things. It just doesn't make sense to me. Today's a day of celebration. Today's a day of going, we're 6-0. Nobody else in the NFL is undefeated
now. It's impressive.
And it's damn impressive in this league right now to sit here at 6-0. And if you don't think it's impressive, then you're taking what we're going through for granted right now, and you need to check yourself.